Doesn't matter to me.
If you have it in front of you, why don't you go ahead and take that roll?
Okay, I can do that. But I need rights to be able to screen share.
Oh.
Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, got it now. Thank you, Brad. Okay. So this is, I dropped it. This is a Google slideshow version of this. I dropped the PDF version of this in Delegate Slack if anyone wants to take a look at it separately. Charlie, Sue, and I are going to take turns going through the different pages of this. And I think we said 2 and 3 are Charlie.
Right. So welcome, everybody. I know a number of, we have a lot of new delegates this year, but certainly many who were here in 2022. The ABC last year approved several long-term studies as a result of ballot proposals that were introduced. And ours was one of them. We are the Concepts 2 and 6 Study Committee. Fear not, if you have no idea what Concepts 2 and 6 are, that is actually a part of what we're going to be talking about today. And our goal is to give you a quick history of the committee, talk about what we're planning on today, and I will get that started and then begin with a quick intro of the three of us who will be doing this presentation. First off, we want to talk a little bit about how this got started, why, and in as best we can, and just explain why this is relevant to pretty much anybody in fellowship service, and especially to anybody attending the conference. Cutting to the final ask, we came close, we made tremendous progress, but we will ask for more time. So just as an early warning, there'll be a request for more time. But most importantly of all, I think we decided over the last month or so for people to be able to understand what we have been thinking about, what we want to move toward proposing, it's important that people simply get more caught up about what the concepts are so you can begin to put this discussion in context. So we will be doing just some basic education today. So with that, there are three of us who are taking part in the presentation today. My name is Charlie H. I barely knew what the concepts were in 2016 when I first came to my first ABC meeting. I've been on the board for 6 years. It became very clear that it was important to understand them to be able to provide service in a healthy and functional way. So I am very happy that everybody now is talking about the concepts more. And with that, Josh, if I could call on you, and then Sue.
Sure. I'm Josh. I live in Washington, D.C. I'm an ACA, been involved in various levels of the service structure, intergroup, Northeast region, volunteer at WSO. I'm on Concept 2 and 6. That's why I'm here today talking right now. And I think the concepts, they're like one of those things where like, it's not immediately clear like what the point is or why we need them. And a lot of people don't even know that we have them. But I've found in my time in ACA, the deeper I get involved in service, the clearer it is just how important the concepts are. So I'll stop there.
Sue?
Thanks. Hello, I'm Sue V again, and I'm part of this study amongst a few of our other members. And I got to say thank you to the 2022 delegates for approving this study. It's really foundational. And I know sometimes when you look at concepts, you know, your eyes blur over, you know, you just, what is this? And I think the more we delve into this, the more it will make sense. And so I'm very grateful for being part of this presentation and part of this study and all my fellow traveler members. With that, I'll pass.
Okay, so very briefly before we move to the next slide, I want to review the motion that created this committee, which was passed by the ABC last. It was actually passed in May, but not finalized until we met again in June because we had to do a minority opinion process. So as I say, it was brought to the attention of the delegates because it was approved as a ballot proposal for consideration. And after extensive debate, a motion was approved by the ABC delegates, and I'll read the exact motion, to create an ad hoc committee. For people who don't know what ad hoc means, it's sort of a committee wrapped around one purpose that and then when you're done with your work, the committee disappears. That this ad hoc committee will study concepts 2 and 6 and report back to the 2023 ABC on possible revisions. And the delegates and the fellowship will be notified of the study and invited to join the committee. As I say, we really were able to launch after the July meeting last year. It took us a couple of months of advertising through the Traveler and within Slack. And we held our first meeting in October. We have met twice a month since then. I believe the first slide said we meet the first and third Thursday every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I will simply observe, assuming you give us authorization to continue another 6 more months, we still welcome participation. So if you are interested in this at any time during the call, please just put a note in the chat channel and we will find a way to get you hooked up for our next meeting, assuming again you approve that. So let's go to the next slide. Now, I think for a moment, if we could actually stop the screen share so we can just get a sense of us as a community. This is not a trick question, and it certainly is not a shame question. If this had been asked in 2016, my hand would not have gone up. So the question is this: do you, if you consider yourself familiar with the 12 concepts, either in ACA or from another fellowship, please raise your hand right now. I guess I should put my hand up. And Brad, I'm hoping you give us a rough count versus the number of people on the call. Actually, a fairly good sized number here.
Okay, I'm seeing 46 out of 47 out of 113. So a little less.
Okay, great. Super. Super. So hands can come down. Mm-hmm. And we can go back to screen sharing. So I'm going to turn it over to Brad in a second. A little less than a half. That is not bad at all. But it also means probably close to 60% of the people on the call today are very much like I was in 2016. What? Huh? And so that's why we want to spend a little bit of time talking about what are the concepts generally, and then start zeroing in on why our concepts 2 and 6 worth paying attention to. So with that, Josh, if you want to move to the next slide and take over the discussion, that would be great.
Sure. So before we get into exactly what the concepts are, we kind of talked about there's like some foundational ideas that help sort of set the framework that really helps to sort of get what the concepts are all about. And in a way, it's very simple. So we've talked about as a study group, and you know, Charlie has informed me that, you know, it's in Bill W's original writings about the concepts in AA, which is, you know, where the concepts originated. Different programs have different versions of concepts, that it's sort of like there's this basic idea of the concepts being an extension of tradition too, but applied to the level of world service. So tradition 2 in ACA reads, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, I might say higher power, as expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. So the fundamental thing is, well, what does that mean at the level of world service, right? What does that look like? And so, you know, it hit me the past like week or two that it's actually helpful to think about it in terms of an analogy. Okay. So like, if you think about your home group and a business meeting at your home group, like in my home group, we have a monthly business meeting. It's just sort of on the books. And so at the local meeting level, we have, you know, there's people at the meeting, and not everybody at the meeting shows up at the business meeting, right? But the people at the business meeting are the people who have a voice and a vote at the business meeting. And we try to come, the people at the business meeting are at the event, the business meeting, where we try to make decisions by group conscience to then inform the trusted servants of the meeting to then carry forth the will of the business meeting and implement the decisions made by group conscience, right? So I think that's like a, if you just think about it that way, like we're all just coming together at the business meeting to make some decisions by group conscience, then give it to the trusted servants to go implement. It's really kind of the same thing, the different, at a different scale for the concepts and the conference and the WSO, where at the World Services level, you have the conference as service body, that is the set of delegates, and they come together at the event, the conference, to make decisions by a group conscience process to then hand those decisions over to the trusted servants for World Service, which happen to be the WSO board. And so I think just saying like, okay, it's kind of the same thing, just at a different scale, is really helpful. And at whatever level you're at, when we're making decisions,
3 minutes,
we try to have informed group conscience. So I'm just going to read this, and this is straight out of the Big Red Book. The 12 concepts keep our world services and groups focused on carrying a consistent ACA message while maintaining a service structure responsible to the fellowship voice. The concepts help trusted servants discern the will of ACA and carry out the responsibilities granted by the fellowship. The next slide is
Thanks, Josh. The next slide, think about it as three core areas. This will really help. When I first came into ACA, I learned about the 12 steps. I had known about the 12 steps because I was in Alateen, but I learned about the ACA adult 12 steps. And that was about the health of me, the recovery. And then we kept reading these traditions, and I vaguely remembered them. And I kept thinking, why are we spending so much time on the traditions? We should be spending more time on the steps and the laundry list traits. And I quickly understood that there is no healthy group without 12 traditions. So the 12 traditions are really about the health of our groups. The 12 concepts are about the health of our world services structure. And our 12 concepts are fundamental principles that really guide us, ideally for our World Service Organization, with our Board of Trustees, our board committees, our paid staff, our functions, and how it relates to the fellowship. That is how the different pieces of World Services fit together. That's us. We're a beautiful puzzle working together. And with that, I'll pass to the next slide. Thank you.
1 minute out of 15, please.
Okay.
This is Charlie. Charlie, are you
there? Yes, I am. Sorry. So, again, the discussion launched last year concerned two concepts, 2 and 6. The concepts, by the way, can be found on the homepage under the literature section of adultchildren.org. I'm hopeful that sometime we can quickly get a quick look at those links. But basically, we're going to talk briefly about the fundamental intent of concepts 2 and 6 and why we're asking for an extension. Concept 2, we all believe, based on our discussions, should talk about the conference as playing a special role of being the voice of the fellowship. Concept one says that the ultimate authority of service flows from the fellowship. The reason a conference has historically been used by 12-step groups to play this role is it's hard to get a worldwide meeting where all 30,000 of us are together. So groups appoint representatives, delegates, you, and that you're supposed to serve as the voice of the fellowship. One problem, if we can quickly show our concept two that we identified as part of what we're talking about here, the word conference does not exist. So it simply says authority for the active maintenance of our world services is hereby delegated to the actual voice, the effective conscience for our world fellowship. So we're different from pretty much every other group that has concepts in that they all talk about how the conference plays this role. Our 12 concepts really are pretty wispy and vague as to who actually speaks for the fellowship. So that's one issue we have engaged. But so we believe, based on how other fellowships have done this, the fundamental intent of concept two is to make clear that the conference is the voice of the fellowship. Secondly, concepts, and that is a unanimous finding of our group so far. Concept six really talks about the roles, responsibility, and the relationship of the conference and the board of WSO. Josh gave one model of sort of comparing it to the local meeting. The concept six, I think, is a little tricky in that it says some things belong totally to the conference. The conference is considered to have the last word on major policy and finance issues. But on the other hand, concept six, as written, says in the second sentence, the annual business conference also recognizes that the chief initiative and active responsibility in most of these matters should be exercised primarily by the trustee members of the World Service Organization. And so one of the issues we've identified so far, and this is probably a critical one, why we will be asking for more time, is to create a clearer understanding of how those two ideas line up together. So there's a clearer sense of when we really should be looking more to the conference and when we should be looking more to the board for specific types of actions. There's a sense that there's a lot of words in our concept six, but not a lot of guidance. And so our goal, again, when we're done with the study, is to come up with a clearer guidance about what is the role of the conference, what is the role of the board, what are their responsibilities, and how do the two relate to each other. So that's sort of concepts two and six. And we think this is important. The conference last year thought it was important because it really guides these annual meetings, the quarterly meetings. Without clarity on these issues, it probably impedes everybody's ability to work together as effectively as possible. So with that, I'm going to turn over to the next slide, which I believe Josh will be talking about.
Yeah. So here's the third core idea, the conference. So what is the conference? And this is one of these things where, you know, what we've sort of leaned in on as a committee is that our terminology here is not great and is kind of confusing. And my experience is many other fellowships have the same sort of terminology challenges around talking. So there's two different ways in which sort of the phrase the conference is used. One is the event, like the thing we're at right now, right? This is an event, the conference, the event. And then the second is the body of people serving as delegates at the event. So that's, you know, all the delegates here at this meeting today. And so sometimes people will say the conference and mean, you know, one or the other of those. So one of the things I've started doing is say conference as event versus conference as service body, just to like clarify which one I'm talking about. So bottom line, each delegate serves collectively with all the other delegates at the event, ABC or QBM, as the conference, that is the set of delegates. Next slide is time for questions. Does anybody have any questions? And stop screen sharing for. Or is that all just crystal clear to everybody?
Edmundus takes over now.
Perfect. So we have Denise R. has a question.
Hi. Just real quick, I actually don't have a question, but I have a comment, and that is, in my group from day one, after our traditions of the month, we've always read the concept of the month, and of course, you know, most of us didn't understand what they were or what they meant, but I got familiar with them. That way, and that might be a good way to take back to our groups and work on that just for familiarity. It takes a time, you know, to understand. Thanks.
Thank you, Denise. And we have Karen S.
Hi, everybody. My name is Karen. I'm an adult child. I want to thank the committee members for the work that you've done in the last year and for this presentation. I really appreciate it. I'm stoked that we have almost 50% of delegates who say they are familiar in some way with the concepts. I don't think that would have been the case a year ago. I also just wanted to express the invitation. The meeting I'm representing here today meets twice a month on Saturday mornings at 7:30 a.m. Eastern time to study the tradition and the concept of the month. And if you're interested in learning more about the concepts, you are invited and welcome to join us on Saturday mornings. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Ruby G.
Oh, okay. Can I be heard?
We can hear you.
Okay. Okay. My question is around the nature of the confusion about what a conference means. Like the committee, they may sound simple. Did you compare other 12-step programs' concepts, and were they helpful in any way around attaining clarity, or did you feel that it was unacceptable for ACAers? I'm baffled why this is a problem that needs to be solved. That's what I'm asking. There have been programs around for almost 100 years, and they didn't seem to have a problem with understanding what is a conference and the role of the representatives at the conference. So I'm asking, what caused the confusion for ACAers? What makes us so different? Thank you.
Happy to talk about. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Are we responding now? I guess is a question.
Yes, we can respond. Yeah. You have about a minute and a half to respond.
Okay. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, thanks. First off, Ruby, yes, we spent a lot of time looking at all the other fellowships. The original concepts were created by AA in 1962, so they've existed for just about 60 years. The question, if I could do a quick share of the screen of our 12 concepts. The reason this is an issue at all in ACA versus others, fellowships generally simply talk about the general service conference or whatever their version is. And the conference is really defined as the body of delegates. If you see on the screen share, concept 6, concept 7, they actually talk about an event, the annual business conference, not a group of people. As we all know, for instance, right now, the conference is now meeting 4 times a year. We have quarterly delegate meetings also. And so we believe the issue we're trying to raise is that how we term the conference and the concept should be shifted in some way so it's more like the other fellowships do, talking about the conference, the service conference, whatever term we want to come up with, and not peg it to just 2-day a year event. don't know if that answers the question, but that's what we're trying to raise.
Okay. And then did point of order have their hand up?
That's me.
Oh, okay. Got it. And Bill?
I realize I'm not a delegate, and that's the basis for my comment or question to this study. In other fellowships, the staff, the trustees, and the delegates make up the conference, not just the delegates. Has this been examined by the study group?
Can I respond to that? Okay, so two things. One, great point, Bill, right? And I go back to this analogy of the meeting, right? Right, your local meeting and the business meeting. The people who are the trusted servants generally also have a vote at the business meeting, right, at your local meeting. So, and the second piece of the answer is that, like, we all are kind of like, yeah, we should probably work that out, but that's probably got to be hammered out in the charter, which we do not have yet, which gets to some topics we'll be talking about later today. So I think in theory or principle, yes, but we got to hammer it out.
Thank you. And Patty C.
Hey, all. All right. So I know that the AA conference charter was written in 1955, which was couple of years before 1962 when the concepts are written. So, you know, I was a delegate, I was a first-time delegate last year, and I voted, but I did not know that our fellowship did not have a charter itself, which I feel I was actually quite angry that I didn't know, I wasn't informed that our fellowship didn't have a charter. I was a first-time delegate. I could have done the footwork myself, and I would have looked for it. I wouldn't have found it because it doesn't exist. So I'm just wondering, you know, can we prioritize? While I feel that the language of concepts, and the language of concepts 2 and 6 are vague and confusing. I'm just wondering if we can prioritize the making of the charter to establish the principles upon which the concepts stand. Thank you.
If I may speak to that piece, because I spent a lot of time looking at the history of AA, Patty. First off, most importantly, working on a charter is a priority topic actually today. The next committee about the ABC study will be talking about that very issue. I would strongly agree with you that we need it. It's overdue. The history of AA is a little different in that all of these things were essentially written by the same person. So he wrote things in the order that were needed to make things happen. But basically, this is Bill W., the co-founder of AA, he was able to always make sure everything aligned. I think in this case, we're doing the one initiative right now to begin looking at our concepts, which is important for, they're a little like the Constitution. And then the charter we'll be talking about, you know, within an hour or two at the next session. So I think you're going to see that both of these are priorities of equal importance. Pass.
All right. We'll finish up the three questions. Christopher?
Thank you. So it's my understanding from another program that changes to the OPPM cannot be made without being voted on at a conference. Because that's like the service manual to the entire organization. I think that would be egregious if changes were made to that without our approval as conference delegates, but. Is this committee going to be making a motion for us to vote on, or are you going to be waiting for delegates to put something forth? And I'm sorry if I missed something in the agenda. That's it. Thanks.
Do you want to take the lead on that or have one of us take it?
I think that the short answer is thank you for the point. And there is a motion, and I think we're getting to it very quickly, because I think we need to get to the motion exactly. And this is what, I think we mentioned it in the very beginning of the presentation, and so we're going there. That's the part I will answer to, and if there's something more on top of that, I'll leave it to Charlie or Josh. But I'm just mindful of our time.
Yeah. Christopher, I'm not familiar with, I know several fellowships subject bylaw changes to OPPM. I've never, or to the conference, I've never heard of any that sort of says office procedures go through that.
Can I jump in?
Josh, go ahead. But I would just say that we are looking at the OPPM and how to do things better moving forward. So we'll be very interested in feedback. Josh?
So important thing right now. So interesting and very interesting point, Christopher. Thank you for raising it. I think so right now, even right now, changes to the bylaws don't have to be approved by the conference, which in my personal opinion is something that I would like to see changed rapidly. The OPPM, you could argue, is a little bit different in that it's internal to WSO. So different people might have different opinions on that. I'm not saying I disagree with you, but I think this, you know, whether or not the OPPM and the bylaws should go through conference approval, I would encourage us to separate out those two questions. That's all.
Great. Then we'll go to John R.
Oops.
Yeah, I had unmuted. Okay. My name's John. I'm the co-chair along with Jim R. of the ABC Study Group. And we will be presenting on this topic of the charter later. And I served as a liaison between the Concepts Committee and the study group to assure that there was a lack of duplication between the two tasks on the subject of the conference and the conference charter. In most cases, it's clear any discussion about a conference without a discussion about a charter is incomplete. So, and we had a ballot proposal this year that failed, but it was an important ballot proposal. And that is understudied by the ABC study. We have a report in the packet. You should read it before we have this discussion, because we do define what a conference charter is. And we invite all of you to join that committee when you wish to. Thank you.
Thank you. And our last person will be Buddy S.
Okay, I can be heard. Yes. Hey, I'm Buddy. I'm a delegate, and I'm also on the concept study. And maybe I can help to explain why there's so much confusion. I come to ACA with four decades in AA, where I've studied steps, traditions, concepts. I also have time in Al-Anon. In both Al-Anon and in ACA, they clearly identify the General Service Conference as being the active voice of the fellowship. I read ACA's concept too, and it says that the active maintenance of our world service is hereby delegated to the actual voice, the effective conscience for our fellowship. And the question came to my mind, where can I hear this voice? There's no answer to my question in concept in ACA. That's why I got on the committee, because I don't know where to hear the voice. Hopefully, we will define that as the conference. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. I will turn it over to Marcus for the concept study group motion.
Okay. Thank you, Carmen. If we could have the motion, there is a motion coming out of this study group, and if we could have that motion screen share. We'll read it.
It should be on the screen. Here we go.
All right. Thank you. We have 25 minutes for this. I got to let people know that we are behind. We're a bit in the hole. I think we're 45 minutes or something. Okay. But here is the motion, and it's in your binder too. We move to request a 6-month extension with a detailed report at the next quarterly business meeting to complete proposed revisions to concepts 2 and 6, but to affirm that concept 2 will define the conference as the voice and conscience of the ACA Fellowship. So do we have a second on this motion? We can process it. We need a second. And IG 6-10, John, is that a second? See, I'm trying to unmute you here, but yeah.
Yes, that's a second.
Okay, thank you. So IG 6-10. So we have a second. That means that we can now move to discussing this. It says 25 minutes there. I think actually it's 20 minutes. That's what I've got on my agenda. But so we can move to, but the timers probably know what it's supposed to be. Delegates can raise their hands to discuss this motion. And you will have 90 seconds for provisions for second language or differently abled, each delegate's going to speak only once, please don't repeat points already made, and I also have the option of calling out of order for people who are maybe haven't spoken yet, etc. And Web 1019, Karen, you may speak. Here we go.
Thank you very much. Still Karen, still an adult child. I found the argument very compelling that was made in the course of the presentation that the concepts stand on the conference charter. And given that we are likely to hear more information about the conference charter in our next presentation, I would like to see the conference decide to table any further discussion of all concepts until we have a conference charter in place. Thank you.
And let me see. Something just switched on me, but CAN 311, Teresa.
Hi, thank you. Teresa. The lady that spoke before me had a good point. But what I wanted to say was, with this WSO, with the members of the WSO being so stressed and overworked, God forbid we don't give them an extension. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Thank you, Teresa. And Kathy, CA 837.
Yes, California 837 supports the extension as written in the motion, and we strongly agree with the intent of what appears to be the intent of this study group. Thank you so much for what I think is a wonderful presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. And now we have Webb. 0150, Alaska. Should trying to ask you to unmute there. There you go.
I got mute. Okay. Anyways, since the charter, that really a lot of this is dependent upon the charter, I would just say give a year extension, and that so that it can be reported at the next ABC. I don't go to the quarterly meetings, and I go to the ABCs. Thank you.
Thank you, Alaska. And DC008, Josh. Oops, darn it.
Can you hear me?
There you go.
Marcus,
sorry about that.
You know, I'm doing the unmuting, Marcus.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, but people can hear me? Okay, cool.
Yes.
So I'm taking off my hat as member of Concept 2 and 6 study group and putting on my hat as delegate. Just to be clear. My sense is, so it's an interesting point about which comes first, the charter or the concepts. And I heard the point that was just raised by another delegate about maybe we got this backwards, and maybe we should have a charter first. I actually would argue against that, because I think in my mind, the charter is sort of the like, the concepts are sort of like the big idea, the principles that we try to adhere to. And the charter is the sort of like almost more the letter of the law, you know, about how this is all going to work exactly. You know, it's, and so I think in my opinion, it's really important to have the principles established.
Dime.
At least in conjunction with, if not before, writing the actual sort of policy. Thank you.
IG610, John.
Thank you. I think there is opportunity during the next 6 months to monitor what's going on with the study and the charter, and that they could always come back at a quarterly meeting perhaps to extend the time further. So I don't necessarily think we need to modify the motion, but I do know that there are other concepts that will likely need to be edited with whatever happens in this study and whatever other changes are made to the concepts. So I think there is an important component to further study. Thank you.
Thank you, John. And Lorna, IG761.
Thank you. Thank you all for your service. I will second Alaska's petition on extending for 1 year. Concepts are part of our principles, so it will take further care and study and work on the committee in order for us not to be extending, and maybe ask to keep updating the advances on even the quarterly meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorna. And Ruby, Web 1061.
Hi, everyone. Ruby here. Interesting point was brought up about the letter of the law. In my understanding, I have a long history of service in World Service and other programs, not in AA though, but one of the crucial aspects is to recognize that at the end of the day, this is a legal organization that is bound by law. And we need to acknowledge that aspect, I believe, in concept two. We have to give the right of decision and responsibility and authority to the Board of Trustees, and to recognize that they work in partnership with our traditions of being the voice and conscience of the fellowship. So I vote for as much of an extension as necessary in order to get as close of an approximation as possible so that we have integrity in both areas and not just in one. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Ruby. And Patty? Web 084.
Hey, all, can I be heard? Okay, thank you. I'm just wondering, I'm just putting it out there. We do have the advantage of possibly backwards engineering the charter. I'm not not citing one way or the other if we should work on the charter first before developing the concepts. I imagine that creating the charter was the more difficult work, to establish those foundational principles and the concepts came out of them. So I'm just saying that now that we have the benefit of having charters in the longer established 12-step fellowships to refer to, we could use the benefit of where we are in history to backwards engineer the process of developing the charter. I'm not sure. I'm just kind of sitting on the fence about whether we should create the charter first. But I think the extension for both studies would be a good idea. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Patty. And I'm going to hold to this to one speaker speaking only, speakers only speaking once. So if no one who has spoken, you know, you can raise your hand, or otherwise, you know, we might be able to make up some time here. So if nobody else, then we're going to go to our online voting, which is the Election Buddy. So, Brad, do you want to kind of lead us into that, or do you want me to?
I got it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I got it. So I'm going to start the poll for the concept study. It is there. If go to your Election Buddy tab, you should see it there in the orange block. If you do not, please go ahead and refresh your screen. Can the timer set us up for 3 minutes? Thank you.
So I'm in favor of this motion as presented and want it sent to worldwide online voting. I'm in favor of this motion, but would like to have minor changes. I'm in favor of deferring action to a future meeting. I'm not in favor of this motion, or I abstain from voting.
Vote started already.
Yeah, yes. The vote is started. If you don't see it on your screen, just refresh it.
And then Lawrence, I know I wrote the quorum down, but I think you have.
It'd be 68, Marcus.
Oh, you got it. Thank you.
I'm sorry, is there a timer keeping track of our 3 minutes?
2 minutes left, please.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Martian, since I'm running the vote, Barbara's having a problem with voting. Can you assist her? She has her hand up. Why don't we have Jackie do that then? Jackie, are you able to do that?
Do the recording or do help Barbara? Okay, yep, I can do that.
Most problems are solved just by refreshing your screen in the Election Buddy window.
Dime.
Okay. Are Liba and Ruby having trouble voting? Okay, I'm going to send you on there. Okay, I'm going to put you in with Jackie. Just one second. One second. Like she's already in there. Okay. Thank you very much. Do we want to wait an extra minute to see if they can get their stuff resolved? I'll put that to the parliamentarian. Or the chair rather. Could a chair speak to that?
I'm sorry.
Do we want to wait an extra minute to see if they can resolve their voting
issues? Yeah, you know, one thing might be to check out and see what did we make. If we made 60%, it's, you know, I mean, we could record it later. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, we're well over the 60%. I want to see if we could just.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like we could. You know, if they're up for it, take their vote, and they're up for like doing it that way. But we got a minute. You know, we're going to make up our time. So yeah, okay. We can take a minute.
Take 1 minute.
That'd be the second minute.
Okay, we'll take a second minute.
And Marcus, especially if there's no need for additional voting, can we have 1 minute to close our presentation after the motion is announced.
Thank you.
Okay, is our minute up?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and close the vote. We have 69 ballots submitted. I will share my screen in just a moment. We have 60 votes for the motion, 5 for minor changes, 1 that's not in favor, 3 abstentions and 66 votes. So this passes as it is. And we'll go to online voting tonight. Or not tonight, when after, I should say, after the conference.
Okay. And since it's going to online voting, that the minority opinion occurs after online voting. So it's all yours, Charlie, or whoever's finishing this out.
Probably briefly me and possibly Josh. I saw his hand went up. First, I want to thank everybody for listening with such attention and for some very, very thoughtful questions. Two things I'd like to speak to before we wrap up today. One is several people talked about the order of the charter and the concepts. The two committees have, in fact, been working closely together, and I anticipate that we will continue to work closely together because we want all the various pieces of these studies to line up with each other. Secondly, very, very open welcome for either of these studies. If anybody here feels engaged by what you've heard and feels that there's importance in correctly defining the role of the conference, which both of these speak to, please feel free to put your name in the chat to come join us. We'll be very happy to welcome you into the concept study. And I'm sure John R. and Jim R. will be talking about the charter, or sorry, the future of the ABC study will feel the same way. And then I see a note that perhaps Jim R. should be recognized to make a quick announcement. But again, thank you so much for your attention and your support on this.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Charlie. And Josh, you have your hand up?
I do. But before I say anything, this is more of a maybe a point of information thing.
We should probably take it to them, if, you know, because that's what, yeah, I mean, but anyway, go ahead if it's short.
Okay. Well, I was first going to say, are we allowed to bring up point of information by raising our hand?
No, it's supposed to go point of information is how it's supposed to go, and then they process it, and if okay, it's really a point of information,
I would second Christopher's concern that he raised about being able to raise point of information.
Well, okay, I mean I don't want to get into a discussion about it, but it's like the existing rules. That's what it is, and that's what we can talk about in the committee, et cetera. But it's not really a thing to debate now. And yes,
we're at time anyway. If we can wrap it up.
Yeah, and we're gonna go to our break, our lunch break, and we pretty much made up our time that we'd been in the hole. So I really want to thank everybody for all the discussion, voting, for being here. Thank you all to all the delegates and everybody.